You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Thursday greeted young patients, their families and hospital staff of Rome's Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital. The audience took place in the Vatican's Paul VI Hall. Amongst the hundreds of children at the audience receiving care from the Vatican Hospital were young children from across the world, including 15 kids from the Central African Republic, where the Bambino Gesù has a special cooperation project, like the ones in Jordan and in Palestine, which reach out to give medical assistance to refugee children from Syria and Iraq. In the packed auditorium, Pope Francis listened to questions asked by Valentina, a nurse, to an appeal made by Dino, to the words of former patient Serena, and to the doubts raised by Luca. "I have no answer," he told Valentina, "to your question, why do children suffer?"
Perché I bambini soffrono? Non c'è risposta.
Not even Jesus had an answer to this question, he said. But Jesus shows us the way to give meaning to our human experience, having suffered himself, offering his own life for our salvation. All we can do, the Pope said, is to be close to the child who suffers, cry with him, pray with him, look to the crucified Jesus.
Guarda il crocifisso, soffre, piange.
Francis also urged Christians searching for a balm for those who are close to those who suffer, to thank the Lord and to carry on nurturing hope, which he said is the fuel of Christian life. And speaking to Dino about the need for greater spaces to offer patients of the hospital, the Pope took the occasion to warn against the temptation of transforming a hospital into a place in which to make a profit, saying one of the worst cancers in a hospital is corruption.
Una sola cosa, avere paura della corruzione.
And to Luca, who is beginning his career as a paediatric nurse, the Pope said, "Follow your dreams, never stop doing good, and never give up your wish to give life to great projects." Finally, he told Serena, a former oncological patient of the Children's Hospital, who is now studying to become a doctor, a personal story. The story of an Italian nun whom he said saved his life when, as a young man in Buenos Aires, he was struck by severe pneumonia. She was joyful, the Pope said, of that joy that derives from sowing life, helping young lives grow, giving to others. Those who dedicate their lives and their talents for others have a gift, he said. The returns will be your best stipend.
Questo è il vostro stipendio, con due tredicesime in più ancora.
I'm Linda Bordoni.